Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Abhineet Shukla with the World News. The headlines. Canadian Prime Minister calls the ongoing West Asia war a failure of international order, says US struck Iran without consulting its allies. Conflict in West Asia deepens as US submarine sinks an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean, around 78 sailors rescued, over 100 still missing. United Kingdom imposes a study visa ban on four countries amid immigration concerns. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold meeting with the President of Finland, Alexander Stubb, in New Delhi to strengthen trade relations. And in the Men's T20 World Cup, New Zealand beat South Africa by 9 wickets in the semi-final clash in Kolkata. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney today said that the ongoing conflict in the Middle East was a failure of the international order and the United States had not consulted its allies before striking Iran. US and Israeli forces launched strikes against Iran on Saturday after negotiations over Tehran's nuclear program. The war has since spread beyond Iran's borders, with Iranian attacks hitting Gulf states including Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates and Qatar, as well as US embassies in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, prompting Washington to close diplomatic missions across the region. Conflict in West Asia has intensified as Israel carried out a series of strikes on the besieged and internal security command centers in Tehran belonging to the Iranian regime. US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth today claimed that a torpedo from a US submarine sank an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean. In a Pentagon briefing today, Hegseth said that the last night strike on an Iranian warship was the first such attack on an enemy since World War II. Sri Lankan authorities earlier today said 78 crew members were rescued and several bodies were recovered from the ocean. The wounded were taken ashore for medical treatment. Sources from Sri Lanka's Navy and Defense Ministry added that at least 101 sailors were missing, though official tallies vary as rescue efforts continue. We have a report.
Marking a major escalation of the conflict at sea, the strike on the Iranian warship IRIS Dana off Sri Lanka's southern coast by a US submarine today has taken the Middle Eastern conflict beyond Persian Gulf. The incident occurred about 40 nautical miles south of Galle as the ship was returning to Iran after taking part in the International Fleet Review in Vishakhapatnam. Sri Lankan authorities deployed ships and aircrafts for rescue operations in the Indian Ocean. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, World News, Colombo.
On the deadly strike on the girls' school in Tehran, US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has said that the Pentagon is investigating the issue. The Iranian officials claimed the attack killed at least 153 people, including many children. Speaking in response to a question, Hegseth stated that the US does not target civilian sites and emphasized that an investigation is underway to determine what happened.
All I can say is that we're investigating that. We, of course, never target civilian targets, but we're taking a look and investigating that.
On the other hand, the commander of United States Central Command, Admiral Brad Cooper, has said that the US will not stop and Iran's ability to hit back is declining rapidly. Briefing on Operation Epic Fury, the US commander said that in less than 100 hours of this operation, US has already struck nearly 2,000 targets with more than 2,000 munitions. Meanwhile, the Israel Defense Forces, that is IDF, said that Iranian soldiers who operated air defense systems against Air Force aircraft have been neutralized. Meanwhile, Iranian state television reported today mourning ceremony for Khamenei had been postponed and would be held later. The US-based Human Rights Activists News Agency, that is HRNA, has said that 1,097 civilians have been reported killed in Iran since the 20th of February. The Israeli Air Force has informed that it again began attacking Hezbollah's infrastructure in Beirut. Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz also warned today that whoever is chosen as Iran's next supreme leader would be considered a target for elimination. Meanwhile, in view of the current situation in West Asia and the Gulf region, External Affairs Ministry has set up a control room. The control room can be contacted from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the toll-free number 1-800-11-8797 or via 011-2301-2113, 011-2301-4104. In addition, Indian embassies in the conflict region have set up 24/7 emergency helplines to assist in coordinating safety measures and potential evacuations. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The UK has imposed a study visa ban on four countries accused of using the route as a backdoor entry to seek permanent refuge in the country as part of a wider clampdown on the soaring rates of asylum applications. The study visa ban on student visas applies to Afghanistan, Cameroon, Myanmar and Sudan, with Afghans also subject to a skilled worker visa ban following a major surge in asylum claims from these countries. The move comes as UK Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood introduces new legislation in Parliament this week, with the visa break to be introduced via an immigration rules change on Thursday to come into force on March the 26th. Meanwhile, the number of Afghans on work visas claiming asylum now outstripping the number of visas issued. The visa ban announcement comes on the back of Mahmood's announcement earlier this week that asylum status in the UK will be temporary, to be reviewed after 30 months. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Finland Alexander Stubb will hold discussions tomorrow on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. President of Finland Alexander Stubb arrived in New Delhi this morning on a state visit to India. Welcoming President of Finland to India, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that his visit will take India-Finland relations to new heights. Mr. Modi added that he eagerly looks forward to their meeting tomorrow and President Stubb's keynote address at the Raisina Dialogue 2026. French President Emmanuel Macron and President of the European Council Antonio Costa today voiced solidarity with Spain following recent threats by US President Donald Trump over Madrid's stance on Iran. According to media reports, both the leaders held telephonic conversation with Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and expressed their solidarity. Earlier, Mr. Trump reportedly warned he could suspend trade with Spain, labeling it a terrible ally after the Spanish government declined to allow US forces to use military bases on its territory for potential strikes against Iran. Mr. Trump's comments add to existing tensions between the two countries, including over the Spanish government's resistance to Trump's demand for NATO allies to raise their defense spending. The Election Commission of Nepal has stated that all preparations for the elections to the House of Representatives scheduled for tomorrow are complete. In the press meet held today, officiating Chief Election Commissioner CEC Ram Prasad Bhandari confirmed that all the preparations for conducting elections were over, with the Commission's commitment to conduct the elections in a free, fair, transparent and credible manner according to the Constitution. In cricket, New Zealand defeated South Africa by 9 wickets in the first semi-final clash of ICC Men's T20 World Cup at Eden Gardens in Kolkata tonight. Chasing a target of 170 runs set by South Africa, New Zealand overhauled the score in just 12.5 overs. Earlier, New Zealand won the toss and elected to bowl first. South Africa scored 169 runs, losing 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. India will face England in the second semi-final match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai tomorrow. The winners of both these matches will face each other in the finals on the 8th of March at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Canadian Prime Minister calls the ongoing West Asia war a failure of international order, says US struck Iran without consulting its allies. Conflict in West Asia deepens as US submarine sinks an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean, around 78 sailors rescued, over 100 still missing. United Kingdom imposes a study visa ban on four countries amid immigration concerns. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold meeting with the President of Finland Alexander Stubb in New Delhi to strengthen trade relations. And in the Men's T20 World Cup, New Zealand beat South Africa by 9 wickets in the semi-final clash in Kolkata. And with that, we conclude tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.